Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're getting into something both incredible and, frankly, a little terrifying.
High-potency regenerative herbal medicine.
Exactly. We're talking about formulations like osteoaking, the kind of things designed to rebuild bone and cartilage in seniors.
The very people who need it most.
But our mission today is to figure out how to use that power without, you know, causing a catastrophic event.
It's a real challenge. Researchers actually have a name for it. The toxicity regeneration paradox.
The paradox being that the thing that helps you could also kill you.
In a way, yes. The toxicity isn't a side effect. It's often part of a mechanism.
Right.
For a frail, older patient on multiple medications, that's a huge problem.
Okay, so let's unpack this. We're going to start with the first risk, the anticholinergic one in osteoaking. It uses an ingredient called datura metal.
The flower? Yes.
That sounds really dangerous. Why would anyone put that in a formula for the elderly?
Well, it's there for a powerful reason. To inhibit a specific cell death pathway called ZBP1. But the trade-off is severe. You get these potent tropane alkaloids.
Scopolamine, atropine.
Right. And for a senior, these block critical nerve receptors. This isn't just dry mouth. We're talking rapid, acute delirium.
Confusion, hallucinations.
And painful physical issues like urinary retention. It's a complete cognitive catastrophe waiting to happen.
Wow. Okay. Poison number two is what you call a metabolic landmine, and it involves licorice.
It sounds so harmless, doesn't it? It's often in formulas like Maxing Yugen to harmonize things.
But the chemistry here is where it gets really tricky.
It does. Licorice has glycyrrhizin, and it basically jams up a key enzyme in the kidneys.
The one that acts as the salt and water referee.
Precisely. And when that's blocked, your own stress hormone, cortisol, starts behaving like an aggressive salt magnet.
Which leads to pseudoaldosteronism. So an immediate and dangerous spike in blood pressure.
Aggressive hypotension, fluid retention, and worst of all, hypokalemia potassium wasting. That's a direct line to a potentially fatal cardiac arrhythmia.
Frightening. Okay, third challenge, bleeding. This is in formulas like Bidinol Gold.
Right. From ingredients like boswellic acids and curcuminoids, they interfere with the liver's main drug processing system.
The cytochrome P450 enzymes.
They jam them up. So if you have an elderly patient on a common blood thinner like warfarin.
Which so many are.
The body can't break the warfarin down. It just accumulates and fast.
Leading directly to spontaneous internal hemorrhage, the therapeutic window just vanishes.
It's a terrifying set of risks, yes. But here's the amazing part. The sources point to a remarkably accessible, broad-spectrum solution.
The master antidote.
The humble mung bean.
Wait, really? The antidote is literally bean broth. How does that even work?
The chemistry is surprisingly sophisticated. First, you have physical binding.
Meaning?
The tannins and proteins in the mung bean literally grab onto those poisonous alkaloids from the datura. They form stable, insoluble complexes.
So it traps the toxin in your gut.
Exactly. It can't be absorbed. It's like a non-toxic sponge.
And what about the systemic panic, the heat caused by the poison?
That's mechanism two. The mung bean has a flavonoid called vitexin. It helps cool things down by suppressing key inflammatory pathways, countering that overstimulated state.
Okay, so that's the general fix. What about targeted ones for that licorice-induced blood pressure surge?
Well, the pharmacological drug is spironolactone, but preventatively, you can switch from whole licorice to DGL.
That's a glycyrrhizinated version.
Yes, or just swap it out entirely for a safe harmonizer, like the red date.
And for the warfarin risk?
The acute antidote is vitamin K, of course. But for long-term management, a consistent intake of black soybean can help stabilize the INR.
But what if the patient is just too frail?
Then you stop the high-risk herbs, period. Switch to low-toxicity agents like Albizia procera or the liver-protective Lucas aspera.
So the big takeaway here is that real safety requires integrating modern pharmacology with this deep traditional knowledge.
It's about turning a foodstuff like the mung bean into a genuine clinical tool.
Which really brings up a provocative question for everyone listening. When you consider these extreme risks, delirium, hemorrhage, cardiac arrest.
They are extreme.
Should these powerful regenerative formulas ever be marketed without a mandated antidote protocol? Something like a green and black detox with mung bean and black soybean.
It's a serious question of proactive pharmacovigilance.
It really is. It makes you think about what personalized medicine needs to be. That's definitely something to mull over.